You're listening to SBS News.
Fears in and for Ukraine are rapidly escalating as Russia begins using its hypersonic missiles. The Russian military says it has carried out a new series of strikes on Ukrainian military facilities with long-range hypersonic and cruise missiles. Major General Igor Konashenkov says a Kinzhal hypersonic missile hit a Ukrainian fuel depot in Kostiantynivka near the Black Sea port of Mykolaiv.
On the evening of March 19th and in the morning of March 20th, strikes were carried out with long-range precision weapons on Ukrainian military infrastructure facilities. Workshops for the repair of Ukrainian armored vehicles damaged in hostilities were destroyed by the sea-based caliber cruise missiles, launched from the waters of the Black Sea at the Nezin repair plant.
It's the second day in a row that Russia uses the Kinzhal, which is capable of striking targets 2,000 kilometers away at 10 times the speed of sound. But some analysts say the move doesn't really change the situation much. Valery Akimenko is a senior research analyst at the Conflict Studies Research Center in the United Kingdom. He says Russia's use of a hypersonic weapon isn't a game changer.
Whether it makes any strategic difference, shall we say, whether it alters the balance of forces fundamentally, certainly not. As I say, Russia has very few of them. Yes, it has a longer range than the Iskander 500 kilometers. This one, according to Russia's military reports, about 2,000 kilometers. But, as I say, it is what it is. It's just another missile, another feather in the cap of the Russian military. That's about it, really.
He says the weapon is more about sending a message to Ukraine and the West.
Why use it now? It has been taken as a message of deterrence, or if you wish, intimidation, which in Russia is a toolkit, a notion that is identical with each other. So yes, it is a message of deterrence or intimidation towards Ukraine, but also towards the West.
The death toll in Ukraine continues to rise. United Nations agencies have confirmed more than 847 civilian deaths since the invasion began, but concede the actual toll is likely much higher. This comes as Ukrainian authorities say Russia has bombed a school sheltering 400 people in the besieged port of Mariupol. The Mariupol City Council says the art school was sheltering around 400 women, children, and older people when it was bombed. It says the building has been destroyed and civilians are still under the rubble. Mariupol has suffered some of the heaviest bombardments since Russia launched its invasion on the 24th of February. Many of its 400,000 residents remain trapped in the city with little, if any, food, water, and power. Some people who had underlying conditions and have suffered from stress of the recent weeks have died as they could not receive medical help. Mariupol resident Andrei had to dig a grave for his neighbors in the middle of a street.
I hope there will be some sort of reburial, and this is just temporary. The military told us to put the bodies somewhere in the cold. The only cold place now are basements. But there are people in basements, so bringing the dead to people is just... So we bury them here.
Natalia, a local kindergarten worker, says her apartment was destroyed during the fighting, and she doesn't know what to do next.
I can't get into my apartment. I live at the left shore and I don't know if my apartment, my house and everything are still there. I came here for work and I can't leave. I came on February the 24th. I came and stayed at my children's apartment. I don't know what is going on with the left shore, what happens to my apartment. My younger daughter lives in the center where they fight heavily. She's with a little child, 1 year, 7 months. We don't know anything, no news, no information. Everything is destroyed. You can see it yourself. There is no untouched apartment left. Everything is broken. We don't know how to live on.
Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky has appealed to Israel for help pushing back the Russian assault on his country. During a video link address to the Israeli parliament, Mr. Zelensky, who is of Jewish origin, questioned Israel's reluctance to sell its Iron Dome missile defense system to Ukraine.
Israel knows well that the Iron Dome, your missile defense system, is the best. We know that you know how to protect your interests, and that you can definitely help our people, save the lives of Ukrainians, of Ukrainian Jews. We can ask a lot, why aren't we getting weapons from you, and why hasn't Israel imposed powerful sanctions on Russia, or is not putting pressure on Russian business? Either way, the choice is yours to make, brothers and sisters, and you must then live with your answer. The Ukrainians have had their choice 80 years ago. We saved Jews, therefore we have between us the righteous among the nations. The people of Israel, now you also have a choice.
Speaker of the Knesset, Mickey Levy, thanked the Ukrainian president for his address, saying the Russian attack on Ukraine is a blatant violation of international order.
In my capacity as chairman of the state legislature of the State of Israel, I would like to express my sympathy with the pain of the Ukrainian people who are being attacked in their homes and suffering severe bodily and mental losses, and to send from here, our capital Jerusalem, condolences to the families of victims and victims of the war. As I said in my conversation with the Speaker of the Ukrainian Parliament, the Russian attack on Ukraine is a blatant violation of international order, and everything must be done to bring about a ceasefire and an end to the war as soon as possible.
Several thousand people, many holding Ukrainian flags, gathered in a central Tel Aviv square to watch President Zelensky's speech on a large screen. Anna, an Israeli of Ukrainian origin, was among them.
I came here today because I wanted really to support the Ukrainian people, because it's my family, my friends, all of them there, and it's really painful and hurtful to see what's going on there. It's each second you're like thinking about it, you can't stop thinking how we can support, how we can help. And it's really, really important that President Zelensky is talking to Israeli people, because he's Jewish also, and it's very, very important that he knows that people in Israel are supporting him.
But Israel's government has been much more cautious as it positions itself as a key mediator. While Israel's foreign minister has strongly condemned the invasion, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has used more tepid language to give himself an air of neutrality. With large Jewish populations in both Ukraine and Russia, Israel is wary of antagonizing either side. Israel also maintains good working relations with the Russian military in neighboring Syria, where both sides maintain a special hotline to make sure their air forces do not come into conflict. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.